Welcome to Apex Broker's Edge, brought to you by Apex Edge CRM. This show is for insurance agents, insurance brokers, and agency owners who are not satisfied with just getting by or by simply being good enough. If you're hungry to grow, serve more clients, and sell more every month and absolutely dominate your industry, then this show, it's for you. So buckle up and let's get going.
Six-figure retention secrets. I'm going to show you an unbelievable retention secret. I mean, I literally spent $180,000 in order to learn this retention secret, so you do not have to. And the three big topics that you're really going to take away from this is, well, shit, really, there's one. The biggest thing you're going to take away from this is how I figured out that a green envelope gets opened instead of getting thrown in the trash. Guys, just kind of put this in a frame for you. If we don't figure this out, you're never going to get in contact with your clients. If you do not understand how to get your message to your clients, it will always end up in the trash. So I want to put this in a really, really simple frame for you. A green envelope. That's it. A green envelope. Nothing crazy, nothing fantastic. We're talking about Christmas green. A Christmas green envelope literally was the micro change that I made that changed my retention overnight. Like overnight, it changed everything from me. And I learned it from a guy named Tim Ramick. One of my mentors has been in the business, over 20 years, like 26 years, something like that. Like 26 years in the business.
Told me 95?
Yeah, 95, I think he got, 95, 96 he got in the business, something like that. So yeah, he's been in the business a long time. And I remember that when I was doing seminars with him about 16 years ago, and he had this thing where he was telling people, now everybody, you know, keep an eye out for the yellow envelope, the yellow envelope. And I said, yellow envelope? He's like, yeah, well, you know, the power company doesn't sell a yellow envelope. They do a blue one. And, you know, you don't want to do a red one because it's when like bills are due and stuff like this. And I was like, oh, wow, this is very interesting. So way, way back then, I saw him do this yellow envelope theory. And I thought to myself, wow, man, how could I have something that would stand out even more, right? And I picked the green envelope. And thus began an unbelievable wave of retention. I started sending out these green envelopes, and not only were they constantly being opened, people were engaging with me. They were excited to see them, and they were missing them if they didn't get them. They were literally looking for them. Because when you have a sea of white, that Christmas green envelope is gonna pop. I mean, it's gonna stand out brighter than everything else. And the reason that I'm saying green envelope, you don't have to do a green envelope, but your packaging needs to be proper. Otherwise, one, your clients are going to throw it away. Or two, the mailman, is going to discard your letter. If you don't think the USPS is throwing your mail away, you're dead wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, it's provable. It's proven. If you Google it, man, you will see that there are certain places in the country where they are putting mail in warehouses, literally stacking it up in warehouses. It's not being delivered to people. It's not. Now, I don't know about you, but the post guy in my neighborhood, he doesn't work for the USPS. He's like a third-party person. He's like a neighbor that drives a van and delivers the mail. He's not even a post, doesn't even work for the post office, and he's delivering the mail. So that leads me to believe like, wow, what's happening to all my mail? What's happening to all these people? Say, oh, my clients don't engage with mail. I said, no, they don't engage with your mail. And why? Because one, they're either not opening it or they're not receiving it. And the reason they're not receiving it is because the package. The reason they're not opening it is because the package. Never mind the words that you're speaking. If they never open the envelope or ever get the envelope, they're never going to hear the words you're saying. So the key thing to retention is making sure your people are getting your valuable information. That's number one. I would suggest using a bright colored envelope. shit. Use a green envelope, guys. Use a purple envelope. Use a pink envelope. Use a highlighter color envelope. Steal from me. It's okay. That's what this is for. I promise you, it will make your clients engage with you more. And all you simply have to say to them is this. Throw everything else away. The only letter you need to pay attention to is the one that comes in that color. Green. For me, it's green.
And that is the most powerful thing.
That's it.
Because your clients, they're going to get everything from each insurance company. They get tons of things. I have clients call me all the time. Should I throw this away? Yes, throw it away. You're only going to get things from me in green envelopes.
That's it.
And that's going to be the information you listen to. Anything else, throw it away.
That's it. And on the envelope, I put there is important information about your healthcare. I put that on the envelope with a barcode so it looks legitimate from some kind of government institution. The barcode is nonsense. It's not even a real barcode, guys. It's a fake barcode. I just put it on there. It's a hack. It's a cheat to make sure that your message is going to get delivered. Now, once you have guaranteed that deliverable, because that's number one, that's the number one thing, how a green envelope can change everything is because it got delivered. The second topic is the message that you're sending to your clients. What do you talk about with your clients? What kind of topics are you bringing up? What kind of topics are you not bringing up? And how do you actually get them to read the message and care about what you're saying or what you're trying to get out there? And what's the whole point of the message in the first place? So when we're contacting clients, it's really important that we have a fit and flow of the reason that we're contacting them and that we actually have a strategy behind it. So on topic number two, this is so important that we cover this is because when we're reaching out to our client base, we want to make sure that we're talking about a subject that we can follow up with some kind of strategy, okay? So I'll give you an example. Let's say that we wanted to build a strategy around cancer policies. And I said, hey, man, I want my brokers or an agent or myself to sell more cancer policies, right? So in order for me to do that, one, now I know what I'm going to talk about, right? So I have this deliverable. I know how I'm going to send it, but what am I going to talk about? So then I say, okay, the first letter I'm going to send is going to be provide value. I want to provide value. I don't want to ask for anything, and I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. What I want to do is I want to cause maybe a slight disruption and maybe an aha moment. Maybe a, oh, wow, I never really thought about that. So maybe three things that you can do to avoid cancer. Okay? Three things that Harvard researchers have found that you can do to avoid cancer. And guys, you can niche that down as much as you want to make it more powerful. The more detail you can have on the source of what you got this from is really going to give you more gusto on what you're saying to people. So if you can say Harvard researchers, Stanford researchers, something that's bigger than, hey, no, I found this on, you know, XYZ 123 Incorporated magazine out of Wichita, Kansas. Like, no one cares about that shit. You know, they want to hear something that's big and that makes sense. So you got to make sure that your sources are real and that you're giving someone something that's real value.
And providing the value, because most people, even if a broker is sending mail, chances are they're just saying, thank you for being a client.
Or give me referrals.
Thank you so much. Here's
or
my
buy
phone
this
number.
Product from me,
buy
right?
this. Yeah, that's.
But when you add the value and you say, hey, these are three things that can help you avoid cancer. And then the next letter that you send them is maybe or email or whatever is, hey, these are the foods that you could be eating to help you prevent cancer, right? And then maybe the third letter or the fourth letter, I like doing four, but maybe the third letter, if you're not patient or you run out of ideas of giving value, okay? The other value for cancer, you guys can have this one, is what the three top physicians in cancer say about preventative measures. You could do that one as well. And that will actually give you a showcase on three different people, and you could pull up video and all kinds of things. You could do a lot of research and really go gangbusters on that. But the fourth one is the ask. That fourth letter, that fourth interaction, the fourth text, the fourth email, whatever it is, that's the ask. That's where you're going to step in and say, remember all this value that I'm giving you? Now, the number one way that you can avoid getting cancer or paying for cancer, at least, is by getting a cancer policy. And then you can go into that. But if you're not following those steps, guys, I mean, what are you really putting in your letter and how are you strategizing and structuring what you want? What's the point of the letter? Because otherwise, you're just wasting the money.
Wasting the money and, yeah,
it's about $1.60 to send a letter, right? Because, I mean, you got to figure you got to pay for the envelope, you got to pay for the print, and you got to pay for the postage and the handling if you're doing it bulk mail, okay? So it's so important that you make sure that the message is proper, but you've got it set up in a way that you know what you're going to do in the future. You have got to set up a strategy with your letters. Do not just send letters that say thank you. If you're going to send a thank you letter, make sure that you have a strategy behind what the next letter and the next letter is going to be. So by the third or fourth interaction with that client, you can do an ask.
And you have to be doing this every month.
Every
month is a new topic. Every month is a new campaign.
Every month is a new letter, new email, new text message, new campaign. Yep. Absolutely right.
Because if you're going to hit them with a thing during AEP, the annual enrollment period, asking for stuff, they're going to be like, I haven't heard from you all year round.
Exactly. Or if they even know you, they're going to throw your letter away. They don't even know who you are.
They've gotten a green envelope every single month, every single week,
and
52.
And a text message, and a email, and a phone call.
For 52 weeks straight.
Yeah, and an invite to a member resources or a member benefit, and they're getting videos, and they're getting ringless voicemails. When they get that, they're getting omnipresence from us.
And you take one of those months where it doesn't even line your pockets. Like we're partnered with homeowners insurance. We don't do homeowners insurance, but we know someone. Send a letter out.
That's it.
Your clients are getting letters from homeowner insurance companies, life insurance. If you don't do those things, either get licensed or partner with someone who does and send those letters out. So then your client is like, wow, my broker does health insurance, but does everything.
Yeah. I mean, I helped a client, Wilma Higgs, right? I helped her save like $3,000 a year. $3,000 a year in her homeowner's insurance. It had nothing to do with me. She just ran into a problem. She called me, said, Philippe, can you help me with this? I said, of course I can. And I reached out to my resources, and the guy was able to help. Ryan Sutherland was able to save over $3,000 for this woman, which essentially kept her in her home. Yeah, because it's that serious for seniors, guys, if you don't know. Seniors in Florida, they live penny to penny. Never mind check to check. Things are getting expensive, but it's not outweighing what they're getting in Social Security, so they end up on the wrong side of inflation. They end up on the wrong side of the raising tide of costs that's happening right now. And without proper value, without this important information that you can give to your clients, man, they might be lost. So not only do you have an opportunity here not just to redirect what they're doing or how they're doing it, you're able to build value now when they need you most. When they need you most is right now. Build the value now. So when times are better and there's a stronger economy for your client base, they're going to look back to you and say, yeah, that's who I want to spend my money with. That's who I want to spend my time with. Because you were there when they needed you. Being consistent and frequent is the third key. And it is probably the most important key is to be consistent and frequent. Okay? Gosh, do not only contact your people when they can potentially leave you. I cannot tell you how much this drives me crazy. When people are like, nah, my clients, they're good. They love me. I don't ever contact them, nothing. And then all of a sudden a plan change happens, right? And it's like pandemonium to contact your clients. Yeah, but if you were contacting your clients all the time, they would contact you if there was a plan change or anything because you've built such a great relationship of trust. You got to set expectations with your clients as well. And this is probably a really important thing on consistency and frequency. If you set the expectation with your client one time when you first meet them 3 years ago and you expect them to remember those expectations, you're mistaken, man. The expectation that you set for a client needs to be done consistently and frequently. I mean, consistently and frequently, you have to remind your clients, hey, remember, hey, remember, hey, remember, hey, remember. And it's not a thing to be annoying. It's a thing called adding value. Adding value. You are adding value to your client's life by reminding them of the expectations that they should have with their insurance. Health insurance, life insurance, homeowners insurance, whatever insurance it is that you're selling or that you're pushing to that client, you have got to set those expectations consistently and frequently. Okay? You have to. And the way that you set those expectations is by reaching out to them. Right, Tayton?
Constantly.
I mean, shit, I've said this 1,000 times in this one episode, is you have to constantly be in front of your clients. And the green envelope will set you apart. The green envelope is a total hack. And it seems so simple, and you may even say, there's no way that a green envelope is going to change my business. Try it. Try it. Try it and tell me if it doesn't make a difference. I guarantee you it's going to make a difference.
Just try it for one month. No. Try it for 52 weeks.
Try it for the entire year. Try it for the entire year and build the expectation around your clients of excitement. You guys are going to get an amazing letter, amazing communication from me, and it will always come in a Christmas green envelope. That's how you know it's for me. If it ain't from in Christmas green, it's not for me. So they'll never get confused. Hey, did you send, oh, I thought this was you? And brokers that have a lot of business, they have lost business because, oh, I didn't know. Or, hey, I thought it was you. No, everything for me comes in a Christmas green envelope. You got to set yourself apart. But by adding value to those clients, you're doing it by reminding them of the expectations they should have with their insurance, how to use their benefits, and what benefits are realistic. These things you have to constantly remind people of. And you can do this in letters, and you can do this by reaching out, and what you're doing is strengthening a relationship, guys. It's so important to do. In fact, my free gift for everybody today is I'm going to give you a template of the postcard system that I use called Send Out Cards. And Send Out Cards is absolutely an amazing system. It's a system where you can plug in your entire CRM, your entire customer basis, and it will automate sending out Hallmark-style cards. Thank you, happy birthday, holidays, happy National Pizza Day, whatever you want to do. It'll set them up. And through this link, you will get this amazing package at like a 70% discount. So it gets it from like $2,000 all the way down to like $499.
Oh, yeah. And you get like a VA. You'll get a VA as well.
Help you
set up everything. And you can start automating that process of sending out personalized cards.
That's it.
They're like handwritten, too.
And they're like handwritten, guys. They look absolutely amazing. We're going to have a whole video on that. You're just going to click the link and we'll have a whole video on that. But you're going to get this unbelievable deal through us and save a ton of money, and then it's $97 a month, and it's unlimited cards. Unlimited cards sent for $97 a month, guys. I sent over 100 cards a month, random cards. And that's not even my letters. That's not the green envelope, guys. This is above and beyond green envelope. This is a bonus that I'm going to give you. I'm also going to give you the template to my green envelope, exactly what the green envelope looks like, how to send it out, and exactly how to formulate it. It's as simple as pie. I will give that to you. You can choose your own color. And then we're also going to give you this huge discount on send out cards that's going to change the way that you're reaching out to your clients. It's going to absolutely blow out the competition. Guys,
unlimited sending.
Unlimited sending.
You're sitting with a client, take a selfie in the house, then put it in a send out card, send it out. It's free. Not free, $97 for unlimited, but any person you meet.
It's a beautiful system.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's a beautiful system.
And then a week later, they're getting a card with you and them on it. Open it up. It's amazing.
It is. We could literally Powerful. Do a whole episode on
send out cards. Yeah.
I want to thank everybody today for listening. If you want to close more deals, never have to do manual follow-up again, and streamline your social media marketing to make more sales in less time, then I have an unbelievable gift for you. I want to give you 30 days of free access to our CRM. Plus, myself or Tayton will personally jump on a call and import all of your contacts and show you how to use the software on day one so you can close more deals immediately. My goal in doing this is to get you making more money with our CRM, which is apexedgecrm.com. We do this so we hope that you will partner with us for the long term. If that sounds fair, then go to apexedgecrm.com to sign up and book a one-on-one demo call where we can walk you through exactly how to start making money with our CRM. Until next time, my friends, let's fucking crush it.